Fab Bit Tips.
With your host, Mimi Assefa.
Hello, hi, and welcome back to Fab Bit Tips, Show 6, Part 2, Proper Nutrition with Ryan Harrison. Ryan Harrison is a professor of nutrition and wellness at the University of Laverne and currently pursuing a doctorate in psychology of health and wellness at the University of the Rockies. How do we develop portion control?
Yeah, this is a great question and a really interesting one, because actually, if you're eating the right foods, again, you know, my same litany of fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and whole grains, this plant-based diet, if you're eating enough of those, you don't have to limit your portion.
Really?
No kidding. When you consider how much salad it takes, for example, to fill your stomach, it's a big, big amount, especially compared to other foods like, you know, a big burger or French fries and a Coke, right? Mm-hmm. But you could eat 2 or 3 huge plates full of a hearty mixed salad and still have taken in less calories and a great deal more nutrients, I should add, than if you ate a single burger, fries, and a Coke. So portion control is really only something you need to worry about when you eat relatively poorly.
But what if you're out to dinner?
If you are out to dinner and you're trying really hard to do the right thing and consume less rich food loaded with fat and sugar and salt, one of the first things that I suggest to people is that along with their order for food, they order a to-go box.
Okay.
And then as soon as the plate arrives, put half of their meal into that box and stick it under the table. So that way you immediately and effectively cut your calorie intake by half.
Wow.
And you have leftovers for the next day. And another trick is simply to take time to eat. Most of us eat pretty quickly, and sometimes we don't even taste our food, right?
Yes.
But if we take the time to really relax while we eat and to think about and taste and enjoy each bite, we do our bodies a tremendous favor. For one thing, it can take your stomach as many as 20 minutes to tell your brain that it's full.
Wow.
Right? So the longer you spend between bites, the more time your stomach has to register that feeling of being full. Also, the slower you eat, the better you digest your food.
Yeah.
So the more nutrients you get from it. It really is a win-win. And when you combine it with putting half your meal in that to-go container, it's much easier to eat less than you may be used to.
Ryan Harrison is a professor of nutrition and wellness at the University of Laverne. Now, what are the steps that we need to take to transform our new nutrition into a lifestyle?
This is the question that really haunts people. What I have found in my own life, as well as in the lives of others that I've nutritionally counseled over the years, is that the taste for real food, for whole foods that look like they did when they were plucked from a tree or pulled out of the ground, right? The taste for these natural foods increases the longer you eat them and the less often you eat the processed stuff that we get from drive-thrus and coffee shops. Of course, this takes time and it takes effort, but it does pay off. So if you're new to eating more healthfully, there are a few things I would suggest to help you stick with it. One, remember it's a lifestyle, not a diet. You're doing something that will positively affect you for the rest of your life, not something you will just stop doing one day because you've reached some kind of goal, right? And keep a long-term view. This is purely mental. If you change your mind about food and the foods around you, and you decide that it isn't that you can't have something, but that you could have it, you just don't want it, then that changes your perspective from someone powerlessly being denied something to someone who is empowered enough to choose differently. And that is big. 2, get friends and family on your side. Talk to them and let them know that you are going to need their support. You will need it. So when you reach for that Snickers, it can be really helpful to have a friend who can look at you and say, really? And, you know, put an apple in your hand instead. And then 3, I would suggest you find a nutritional consultant to work with, someone who can support your efforts and be a cheerleader and help you over the bumps in the road and steer you in the right direction. There is so much unhealthy food out there, and it is notoriously easier to get your hands on it than on the good stuff that really makes for great health. So it can be really helpful and important to have someone on your side who knows the ropes and who can help you when you have questions.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
You're so welcome.
Tune in next week for proper exercising.
Tune in next Monday as Mimi continues this series. Until then, stay motivated.